Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're live. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, the 27th of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you today. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, and VirginUtah.com. And all the sites have varying degrees of different areas of key information. That is, to put it more succinctly, the sites all have a lot of the same information and a lot of different information and video and audio and legislation, you name it. Well, I dropped the ball, and I do this. I mean, there's so much coming at us that there's no real way to keep track of all of it. Months ago, a new piece of legislation was introduced, and it's the legislation that Bush wants to be tagged on this year in the repassage of Patriot Act 1. Now, part of Patriot Act 2 was passed in December 13th of 2003. Well, now they've introduced new legislation, and let me give you the bill number on this, H.R. 2934. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. We just posted it. Terrorist Penalties Enhancement Act of 2003. And we have the subsection here in front of us. Patriot Act Enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by 1 year in jail. Well, that means any federal crime, because all the federal crimes, the lowest penalty is 1 year. And there are just millions of different things that the government can come after you for. Literally, millions of different laws. Not hundreds of thousands, but millions. No one really knows the total number. They just know it's over a million different federal laws. And, of course, there are then millions of state laws. No one knows. The government says they don't know how many, just that there's over a million there as well. So, Patriot Act Enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. Remember the Oregon law they tried to pass where if you block traffic or protest or own a gun illegally or download music, I mean, it listed over 100 things, you get life in prison in a forest labor camp. What was that, Bill 742 in Oregon? That's posted on the site as well, Infowars.com. In fact, Paul Watson, our webmaster over at the Prison Planet side, need to get that Oregon bill and a few others and post it in with this counterpunch article that we've now added to. So when we get back, I want to go over this new enhancement of the Patriot Act and how we can hopefully expose it and stop it. And we'll also talk about the troops, CIA-controlled troops, and a special division went into this perfume factory where they said there were chemicals that could be used for explosives or chemical weapons. Well, anything could be used for that. And it blew up, a supposedly booby-trapped. And now the neocons are out saying, my goodness, we did it. We found the weapons of mass destruction, but it got blown up. It was precursors. Well, I mean, ammonia under your sink can be the precursor of a chemical weapon. And they've tried this several times before. It's just amazing levels of lies. And it's getting our troops killed. We'll be back. Please stay with us.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, again, it's the 27th day of April, 2004, on this live Tuesday edition. We're now 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. Later, we've got the lawyer for the 70-plus-year-old lady there at her mother's house, the 95-year-old lady with the SWAT teams beating her up, tasering her 3 times, knocking out her false eye. Because at least once a week, I like to focus in on one of these police state developments and just show the insane mentality that we didn't see in this country just a decade ago that is intensifying. In the meantime, I want to get into the latest developments in Iraq, also with the police state here domestically, the Fallujah scene of intense gun battles in other cities, Marines and Army troops being killed, some U.S. Army troops, quote, under CIA control, along with some Marines, were sweeping through an area, went in a perfume factory, and first they were saying that it was chemicals in there to make explosives. Now they're saying could have been precursors to chemical weapons. Well, according to those parameters, almost everything under your kitchen sink is a precursor, including ammonia. The point here is they've tried this over and over again. There must have been, I don't know, 20 times during the last year where they said, oh, we found some barrels. We think it's chemical weapons. Oh, we found them. And then, oh, it's fertilizer. Or, oh, we found some chemicals in another chemical plant. Oh, it's an oil refinery. I mean, any of this stuff can be used to make explosives. That's not weapons of mass destruction. I mean, I love before the war, the UN inspectors unscrewing rockets and sticking their noses in it on video and in still photographs and, you know, the news headlines, searching for weapons of mass destruction. These may be sarin or VX nerve gas rockets. Well, you don't unscrew them and stick your nose in the tip of the warhead. I mean, you don't do that with protective gear on. You test the outside of it, and if it's got chemicals in it, it'll come up, you know, the red flag. Then you take it to be destroyed very carefully to an incinerator, a specially designed incinerator in Alabama. They supposedly got one in Israel as well to get rid of this stuff. You don't unscrew it and stick your nose in it. I mean, it's a joke. We have a Pentagon that's been caught, again, planting hundreds of fake letters from troops with false signatures, fake weapons dossiers written 13 years ago. At the time, 12 years before, now it's been another year, so 13 years ago, Niger fake documents about uranium, mobile weapons trucks that turn out to be for pumping up dirigibles, balloons, blimps, whatever you want to call them. They've known all this all along, but I hear the neocons all over talk radio last night and this morning just crowing that we found the chemical weapons, maybe precursors, could be. So it's interesting. But all of that, frankly, pales in significance to our government arming North Korea, arming China, arming Pakistan, what looks like an attempted hit on Kim Jong-il, Rumsfeld releasing three separate battle plans saying that we want to have a preemptive strike on him, which is trying to push him to go ahead and nuke us. He's got missiles that can hit any part of the U.S., and out of this they'll get their World War III, and then through that crisis the military-industrial complex will control what's left of the free economy globally. But on top of all of this, I just learned of this. I mean, there's Patriot Act 1 and 2. There's Victory Act 1 and 2. There's the Intelligence Act of 2003 that did pass. I mean, there's all this legislation, and all that I knew had passed was Patriot Act 1, October 27th, 2001. Patriot Act 2 introduced January 6th, 2001. And 2003, and again, they took part of Patriot Act 2 and got it passed. It was passed the week before December 13, 2003, and Bush signed it December 13, 2003, the day they announced the Saddam capture, so that news got kind of blacked out. And we've gone over what's in this legislation, passed and pending. But I dropped the ball here, and so did everybody else. And I went online last night when I first discovered it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Paul Watson had found it over at Counterpunch, run by the LA Times writer Alexander Cockburn. And we found the actual bill, and it's worse than what their analysis states. And it ties into the other pieces of legislation. So this is on PrisonPlanet.tv. I've also written an addendum or a blurb at the beginning of it at Infowars.com. Patriot Act enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. And lo and behold, while I was being interviewed by Jeff Rentz on his show, half distractedly, and I apologize, whenever I learned of this an hour into the show, I went to the bill and was reading it while on air, and sure enough, it certainly does say this, and we have the bill and the subsection posted at PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, I would tell Paul, who's doing a great job, to also take the bill that we grabbed and my comment and post it with the Counterpunch article. This is a great story out of Counterpunch, so I will read this in its entirety as well. But think about this. If you violate any of the federal laws, and there's well over a million of them, million different laws and what they call laws, it's all color of law, in the federal code. Patriot Act enhancement provides death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over 1 year in jail. Now, when I wrote my analysis in early last year of Patriot Act 2, and it did win the Project Censored Award, I'm not bragging, but it's accurate. They had a whole bunch of professors and academics and lawyers study my analysis and were shocked that it was accurate because it was incredible claims. I said that, well, here's the subsection where they'll secretly execute you for any act of terrorism. And then they pointed back to Section 802 of the first Patriot Act that said it's any action that endangers human life is a violation of any federal or state law. So according to that, according to what the code says, and the way a lawyer would read it or a judge would read it or a tribunal would read it, any misdemeanor is punishable by execution, secret execution, no trial. But now in this new enhancement of the Patriot Act, Patriot Act Enhancement Act, they actually clearly state it. But they say that it's any violation of a federal law that would give you over 1 year in jail, which every federal crime I've ever looked at, I mean, it's normally pretty stiff penalties. I don't ever see them shorter than a year. Unless you're some junk bond salesman who's friends with the Bushes or the Clintons, then you get a week or two at some golf course style minimum security facility. So when you hear, oh, it's just for the terrorists, when you hear that it's not for the American people, why, this is just for terrorists, you're not for protecting the terrorists, they don't deserve rights. What people don't understand is this is written for the entire population. And it takes away due process and allows the criminals, the despots in government, to literally have Soviet/Nazi-like powers over our lives. So again, keeping up with the lies of the Bush administration, something that Steve Perry has been doing at Bush Wars, would be a full-time job. In order to maintain my sanity, I focus only on lies about civil liberties. Until recently, Attorney General John Ashcroft had been the fraudmeister. But fueled by 9/11 commission hearings, the panel Bush did not want to begin with, and the steady stream of administration talking heads, Bush's who tout the Patriot Act as the companion of laws that will save us from terrorism, Bush's handlers have come to the recognition that touting the Patriot Act is a mighty fine re-election campaign tool. After all, it is amply named so that if you're not for it, you are unpatriotic. Last week, Bush made two speeches about the Patriot Act, one in New York City, one in Buffalo. Also thought he made one in Pennsylvania. The Buffalo speech focused on how the law Lackawanna 6 young American citizens of Yemen descent who never engaged in one act of terrorism but made the dumb mistake of going to Afghanistan and returning to study Islam before September 11th used it to nab the bad guys before they could hurt us. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Patriot Act itself cannot be tied to any terrorism convictions, mostly guilty pleas, other than the fact that it defines terrorism so broadly that my writing this article equals a terrorist act, ergo, traveling to a terrorist country before September 11th makes you a terrorist. And it goes on to say the ACLU, whose loyal opposition, I would add, has saved me the trouble of cataloging and contradicting Bush's lies about the Patriot Act. Quote, the president said, by the way, the reason I bring up the Patriot Act, it's set to expire next year. I'm starting a campaign to make it clear to members of Congress that it shouldn't expire. It shouldn't expire for the security of our country. That way, when they blow something else up, they can say, see, you stopped us from protecting you. The truth, less than 10% of the Patriot Act expires. Most of the law is permanent, and those portions that do sunset will not do so until December 31st, 2005. I'm glad somebody pointed this out. I pointed this out over 2 years ago when they first passed Patriot Act 1. The sunset provision is for just a few of the header provisions that say we love everybody and we're not going to take your freedoms and we care about you. All the real provisions are not sunsetted. They're in perpetuity. The president said, and that changed, the law changed on roving wiretaps were available for chasing down drug lords. They weren't available for chasing down terrorists. See, the truth. Roving wiretaps were available prior to 9/11 against drug lords and terrorists. Prior to the law, the FBI could get a roving wiretap against both when it provided probable cause. We'll come back and finish up going through this and get to the best part executing you for no reason.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, I'll get back into this new Patriot Act legislation, H.R. 2934 of the Terrorist Penalties Enhancement Act. Laws such as the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act and the federal gun control regime of Title 18 U.S.C. Section 922, among many other crimes, could carry death sentences if a bill is passed, one of the top lawyers for the ACLU said. So the ACLU, looking at these sections, says this will allow them to execute pro-life demonstrators, and it says Greenpeace activists, and it list the U.S. code here. A catch-all death penalty for any other federal crime punishable by more than 1 year in prison if it meets the Patriot Act's overbroad definition of terrorism. So that's, again, we'll just get into this later. It's just a whole can of worms, so serious. But going to Paul Watson just briefly, I drug him on to the broadcast to talk about two breaking stories. First off, they're claiming that troops went in and might have found a chemical weapons plant with precursors to chemical weapons, and then also new developments concerning cover-ups in the numbers of dead U.S. troops. Paul?
Good to be on the air, Alex.
Good to have you on.
Yeah, the story that you wanted me to mention is the Associated Press. And it says, an explosion in northern Baghdad today killed two soldiers during a U.S. raid. The blast leveled part of a building after American troops entered it and wrecked four Humvees. Witnesses say the explosion happened after U.S. troops broke into a shop on the ground floor to search the building. Some residents say the building housed a weapons repair shop, while others say it was a perfume factory. But Insight magazine's reporting that it was basically a chemical weapons factory. WorldNet Daily's got a story right at the top of their page which says Saddam's WMD have been found. So they've jumped on it all, even though the eyewitnesses who lived there said it was a perfume factory.
Well, it's like before the war, they go, here's the chemical weapons plant in Kurd-controlled areas, which Saddam didn't even control, and then they send reporters to it, and it's a broken-down bakery with some goats eating some stubble on the ground. And, I mean, they're all over the place going, we found the chemical weapons. We found it because they say they went in there and a bomb went off. They found nothing. No teams have been there. The government's not even saying it, but their surrogates are, Paul.
Well, that's the case. It's all on the neocon news wires, but if it was an actual find of anything, then it'd be all over, you know, ABC News, CNN, which it's not at the moment. So I see these kind of things every week. I basically just ignore them because they always turn out to be unsubstantiated.
And 6 months from now, the neocons will be going, why doesn't the media report? They're liberals. We found a chemical plant in downtown Baghdad. It's some little shop in it, and there's a booby trap, and they go, oh, chemical weapons. I mean, it's getting really ridiculous.
Well, some of them are still talking about, you know, Niger uranium and mass graves, so it's amazing. But the other story, which is on prisonplanet.tv, for subscribers only at the moment. I mean, we may put it up later for free, but if you want to read it now, just go and subscribe it, you know, 15 cents a day. And it concerns a British military base in Cyprus, where before the Afghan war, there were flown in a massive amount of refrigeration tanks and empty coffins. And then as the war began, and up to this very day, eyewitnesses there on the ground and security guards who work there who are trying to blow the whistle have reported that up to 5,000 dead bodies of British and American soldiers have been basically housed in the facility as a temporary morgue, which dovetails with previous reports. We reported in March last year, the Pakistan Tribune, that 500 bodies of UK and US soldiers were secretly hidden in a morgue in Shabazz Air Base in Jacobad.
And then we have them trying to cover up the coffins and putting up the blue screens when the coffins are brought off the planes. And, Paul, this is important because we have a history of the Pentagon covering things up. They've been caught covering things up in the past, and here's an example. Yesterday they claimed four Humvees are destroyed. In foreign papers, it said there were dead, burning troops in all these vehicles. They described it as a huge explosion in Baghdad, but then they claim only two troops died in it? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Four burning vehicles, the building totally destroyed, a whole squad goes in, but only two died, Paul.
Well, at the same time, they're reporting that 64 insurgents were killed. So, I mean, how can 64, you know, those get killed and only two soldiers get killed? Even with the body armor and all that kind of thing, it would be more than two. But also, out of the Arab papers, and this I see this every week, more and more deaths of American troops both in Afghanistan still and in Iraq, and we've got another report, 12 American Marines executed in Fallujah.
Tell you what, let's spend just a few more minutes on this on the other side, Paul, then I'll get into Patriot Act 2 and all the other news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number to do so is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think of the expansion of the Patriot Act that Bush was out promoting last week? Turns out we got a copy of this new bill, H.R. 2934, the Terrorist Penalties Enhancement Act of 03. Patriot Act enhancement provides a death penalty for any federal crime punishable by over a year in jail. Now, they say if it's dangerous to life or kill somebody, but then you go back to the U.S. Code, back to the definition of terrorism, it's any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. So that was already stated, but they were unable to then pass the death penalty provision in Patriot Act 2. They did pass some of the provisions, and now they've got it tagged onto this new legislation. But first, going back to Paul Joseph Watson briefly, Paul, continuing with the 12 troops executed article that we're not hearing about in our media.
Yeah, it says, according to the details, the Rantisi Brigade, an Iraqi resistance group named in honor of the late leader of Hamas, who was murdered by Israeli forces, managed to surround a small unit of U.S. soldiers. Taking them captive, they took the 12 to the roof of a nearby building and systematically shot them, throwing the bodies from the rooftop to the ground below. So that's been reported in the Arab media, but only one and now two dead U.S. Marines have been reported.
Well, I have to be honest. In many cases, the Arab media turns out to be more accurate than our supposed mainstream media. It's horrible what's happening to our troops. And I know that for at least 5 years, Vietnam was a secret war. And they say that at least 8,000 U.S. troops of the 58,000 died during those secret years. So there is a precedent for this. I know we've lost hundreds of troops in the war over the opium and cocaine plantations in the communist-controlled area of Colombia. The globalists don't spray the so-called capitalist sector. They spray the third that's controlled by the communists, and that's where the war goes on. And remember the mercenaries shooting down the Christian evangelists that were down there. What's the term? What do you call it when the missionaries are shooting them down? And then that spins into another point that there have been conservatively hundreds of mercs or mercenaries dying in Afghanistan, Colombia, in the Philippines, in Iraq, and we never hear about those numbers, Paul. Now, I've got this report. Tell folks about the source of this report about the 12 American troops executed.
Source is Free Arab Voice. I mean, these kind of publications report every week. In Afghanistan, which Bush told us was now a democracy, that basically it's on the verge of civil war, and that was also in The Guardian 2 weeks ago, and that weekly I read these reports where there are Taliban attacks on American bases, 12 dead troops, in some cases dozens of dead troops, and also...
Well, 7 days ago today, 7 days ago today, this NFL Cardinals player died over there.
Yeah, the numbers are more so than what is being reported, and then we have all these other stories about hidden stashed bodies away in foreign countries like Cyprus and, you know, back in Afghanistan and Pakistan. That's 5,000 just on this latest report alone. And we're supposed to believe that, you know, what is it now, 800, 900 troops have died in Iraq, so the numbers are being covered up. One more thing, though.
Well, by the way, that's a spin they do. That's since the supposed Bush declaring victory on the aircraft carrier. That's how many have died since then.
That's correct. One more thing, though. I'm about to post on PrisonPlanet.tv within an hour yet another report on bombs in the World Trade Center. We've got audio clips from CBS News Channel 2 in New York, and the journalist was in a chopper as both the towers collapsed. And in both cases, he describes secondary explosions before the towers collapse. And we got the audio clips, so they'll be posted within an hour.
Well, that's great news, Paul, and I would also add our WTC7 analysis page. I would add the other clips of people saying this, the firefighters saying that there were bombs going off. We need to have all this in one place because people go to the site and see one article about one thing, one article about another, and I think it really loses some of its effect of the full spectrum of evidence.
Yeah, we've also got a subsection in the 9/11 archive, which is bombs in the World Trade Center, but that archive's so giant that most people can't find anything in it without searching for an hour. So, yeah, that all those stories will be posted on the same page.
Well, that's the problem, is we have too much evidence. It's just, you know, I hope this isn't true about them covering up numbers of dead troops, but I know they're doing it to a certain degree, Paul, because, you know, say a few weeks ago, where in 4 days, 85 troops died. And how the media reported it was 5 dead here, 12 dead there, 10 dead here, 7 dead here. They kept reporting it in pieces, never putting it all together. That gave the perception of lower numbers. And then later in the back of the paper, they give us the big total of 85 dead troops in 1 week. And I've talked to family who's been in and out of country over there. They say it's a lot worse than what we're hearing. And the woundings, the non-fatal casualties, are supposedly a lot higher as well, and then they're not even being given proper health care. There are people with legs blown off waiting months to have anything done for them.
And they're also being given rotten meals. But the word is that the families of these dead Americans that they're trying to cover up the fact that they died are being told that they're on some kind of secret mission, which means that they can't communicate with them for, you know, several
I did
years.
Hear that on ABC News last night. I went to the store after I got off the rents program, and I was driving. I heard them say, oh, these troops were under a secret CIA program, so they can't talk to the media, and we can't give you the numbers. It's a secret operation.
So in, you know, 4 or 5 years, when these families are still not in contact with their sons and daughters, they'll be told that they, you know, died in an accident, so that's how they're going to cover it up in the future.
Well, yeah, a lot of times we've been told to cover up numbers of dead in combat. We'll suddenly hear about 3 or 4 C-130s colliding in the space of a few days. It, you know, it's just horrible, Paul, and people are doubting this. We have a government that plants weapons of mass destruction stories. How many times? I mean, just over and over again, that, you know, that puts fake news articles in the media. The Pentagon's Office of Strategic Information told us 2 years ago they were going to lie to us for our own good, Paul.
Well, that's correct. And I mean, that all this unrest in Iraq is again being fostered by the very forces who are controlling our troops, sacrificing our troops in there. U.S. using cluster bombs in Fallujah, Jerusalem Post. Spokesman for an Iraqi delegation from the violence grip city of Fallujah accused U.S. troops of using intentionally banned cluster bombs against the city. So, basically killing women and children, and we had another 4 children shot dead on the weekend.
By the way, yesterday they blew up part of a mosque, one of the 4 spires, one of the corner towers, and I hear the neocons, you know, months ago saying, kill everybody in Fallujah, level the city. And I've made the point, it's a town of 300,000. If somebody down the road from you brutally murders 4 people and you know, hangs them from a bridge, do you expect the U.S. Army to circle your city and start indiscriminately killing people? I mean, what's wrong with the neocons' mindset of their listeners? And then on top of that, blowing up mosque is not going to get our troops out of there. It's like slapping a beehive with a 2x4 repeatedly.
Well, now they're talking about going back into Fallujah and bombarding it again. But yeah, as you mentioned, day after the slaughter of the, you know, the workers in Fallujah, where their bodies were strung up, Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily wrote an editorial where he said that we should salt the earth like the Romans did and flatten the city. So now we aspire to be like the Roman Empire, both in name and, you know, in tactics. So that's what the neocons are calling for.
Which again, Farah will come out and say the Patriot Act's bad, I can't vote for Bush, he's for open borders. They'll say a lot of things that are true, and then mixed in there, let's destroy the entire city. I mean, I've heard the talk show hosts, their listeners, let's kill everyone, kill them, nuke them, nuke them. I mean, do you really mean that? You know, I mean, look, when our troops first went in, it is true, most of the Iraqis were apprehensive. They were on the fence. They were waiting and watching. Now, small groups led by Chalibi did stage celebrations with a few hundred here, a few hundred there. There is a minority that was for us. There is a minority that is against us. That was at the beginning. And the vast majority in the polls and the interviews were, we're waiting to see. We don't like Saddam, but if the Americans give us the vote and leave us alone, we'll thank them. But now we, our so-called allies, the Shiites, are fighting us. It's not one cleric. It's a whole bunch of them. So they can't say it's some sneaky al-Qaeda group going around controlling all of this. It is the policies a year later. I mean, the people are sick of it, folks. And it's only going to get more of our troops killed. And Bush says, bring it on.
Well, yes, it's probably Americans would have a similar reaction if some dictator came and invaded America, you know, with an army. Like the Iraqis, they were used to having a dictator, so most of them being sort of, you know, not involved in politics or anything, would just sit back and watch what was going on, because they're used to having a dictator, so they would acquiesce to any new dictator who came in and took over. But now, with the tactics that have been used, flattening cities, blowing up mosques, killing women and children, that's had the reaction to bring up this real resistance.
Yeah, 8 months ago, they started bulldozing whole tangerine, whole date farms in poor communities. You know, if one person shot at the Marines or the Army, they would come in and bulldoze a bunch of houses, bulldoze And it said the women would just sit there and say, well, I'm waiting to die with my children. There's no food. So, of course, that's going to cause this. And look, you can say, well, good, do that to them. That's what the Nazis did. I thought they were bad. You know, the Nazis tortured. The Nazis arrested all the men. The Nazis bulldozed fields and, you know, burned fields. And so just because the Nazis in Israel do it doesn't mean it's okay for us to do it.
Well, I mean, they're taking the leaf out of any, you know, tyrannical army in history that have gone into another country, invaded it, and raped and pillaged the population. It's just like a P2OG, you know, stimulating reactions by being so excessively forceful.
Tell people what a P2OG is.
Well, it was a plan out of the Pentagon. It was reported in the Asia Times whereby terrorist organizations and would be stimulated by killing members of their family into retaliating and attacking U.S. interests, so then we could go in and take them out as a whole, according to that doctrine.
Which, by the way, was also picked up by the L.A. Times and Associated Press, an actual declassified document. And I would add to all of this, last week, a high-level officer in Iraq, the memo got leaked, it's confirmed to be accurate, and he said, look, I'm for this war, I'm for what we're doing, but our tactics are causing all this resistance. This isn't working. And he said, I'm sure that the Pentagon people know this from all of our experiences. Why are we doing it? Because we have to crush them, make them hate us, so the UN can be accepted as the savior.
Well, that's, and now there's more discussion of NATO going in along with the UN, so... And, of course, the more troops are needed, the more the call will be for the draft, especially when they go ahead and invade these other countries that are on the PNAC list, North Korea, Syria, Iran, even China, ultimately. So it's a beta test for the, you know, the future tactics that they will use to stir up all this unrest. It's order out of chaos.
That's it. Paul, thank you for joining us, and thanks for your work at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Take care, my friend. Who's up first here, Stephanie? Anthony in Louisiana, then Debbie, Neil, and others. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling about, you had addressed a couple of times in the past the Hubbard Peak production and how it's a sham.
Yes.
Right? Okay, well, look, I've read a lot about it. I've read a lot that tore it up, that tore it apart and tried to discredit it. But in Scientific American, unless this is supposed to be a propaganda rag.
The same folks that tell us we have global warming.
Well, okay, fine. But anyway, neither you or I are geophysicists. So,
well,
I have
family that is.
Okay, and they say that this whole theory is just a bunch of bunk, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to oil company, high-level managers. They're not CEOs or anybody, but people that are, you know, over-drilling, over-refineries, and they're finding so much oil, it's a joke.
Okay, so you had said in the past that there's a whole bunch of oil still in Texas and
well,
Alaska,
I just read the BBC article. Did you hear me on Friday read the BBC?
No, I haven't.
It was a big headline about record oil supplies.
Okay, and also I wanted to ask.
Look. I had what you'd call a classical liberal, a real liberal, not one of the phony ones, Greg Palestine.
Yeah.
BBC,
uh-huh.
And he talked about how he talks to oil company execs. Saudi intelligence chiefs, and they're laughing about it. I mean, there's so much oil, it's a joke.
Okay, is this the main reason why you and Mike Rupert do not get along about in your views, and you say stuff about each other and blah blah blah? Is this it?
Is he still saying stuff about me?
Yeah, he is on the internet.
Look, I don't care about Mike Rupert.
Okay, curious.
Sir, you just asked me a question. You want an answer to it?
Yeah.
I have nothing against Mike. I think he does a lot of great work. I had the guy on my show probably, I don't know, 15 times, did nothing but promote him, and then suddenly he wrote a hit piece on me saying that the Patriot Act 2 didn't have the things I said was in it, and then I won the project.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah,
then
let
me finish.
I read.
Thanks for the call. I'm going to let you go. Then I posted a rebuttal that dissected it, and I won the Project Censored Award for it, and it's been all over the news what's in it now. So I don't care. It's a diversion. It's a distraction. End of discussion. I don't get into infighting here. I just am not going to have this broadcast as a platform for what he does. But I don't not believe in peak oil because he believes in it. I don't believe in peak oil because they're finding giant reserves that have more oil than Iraq all the time, in Russia, in the stands, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, in Alaska. There's oil all over the U.S. Now, is it sweet crude that comes squirting out like it does in Saudi Arabia? Most of it isn't. I mean, there's just so much energy, but they want to create artificial scarcity. I talk about, that is the oil companies do, I talk about this because I remember 5 years ago seeing the U.N. talk about it, creating artificial scarcity. This broadcast is about exposing the Patriot Act. It's about exposing the open borders. It's about exposing gun control. It is not about the favorite sport of most so-called freedom fighters of fighting with each other. I won't do it. Okay? That's the end of it. That's all I have to say about it. Okay. Now we'll come back and talk to Debbie and Neil and others, and we got a guest coming up, and I'll get back into this new Patriot Act legislation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Debbie in Michigan. Debbie, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I could make a comment on your oil statement, but the real question I want to know is, what are they going to do with the, okay, I've been studying what they did in Germany with Nazis and all that, and how they went in and killed the disabled and the old people because they called them useless eaters.
And then in the Nuremberg trials, they used Margaret Sanger's handbooks and correspondence commending Hitler as their reason for doing it. They said, hey, we learned this from you.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, with the way things are going right now with the Patriot Act and the war and all this other stuff, it seems like we're following in step with what they did before. It's like a blueprint.
Well, yeah, it's like Homeland Security is the translation from German of the Reich Security, meaning land security, or the Gestapo, and the police wear the black uniforms. They have the same setup. Yeah, they're following that model.
Right. Well, see, I'm disabled. You know, I've got senior citizens for parents, and I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, we're following in line. We are literally following almost to the letter what they did over there with the propaganda.
Well, have you seen all the articles, even in the Wall Street Journal, where they're killing people who are begging for food and water because they signed a, you know, don't give me aid if I'm in a coma, and then they consider not being able to feed yourself being comatose? I mean, that's been in the Wall Street Journal, listing the names of the people that they're killing coast to coast.
Well, that's how I started on this, was with the Terri Schiavo thing down in Florida. I decided
now,
to
Terri,
research it.
With Terri, she's not in a vegetative state. She's not in a coma, but she can't really talk or move.
Right. She's got cerebral palsy.
But in these other cases, it's people saying, honey, can I please have some water? Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Debbie. We'll come back and go to Neil, John, Sean, and others. And then we do have a guest coming on. The lawyer for this 70-plus-year-old lady who got tasered three times and beat up, basically protecting her 95-year-old mother, and the police said they felt threatened by her and had to do this. So it's big news in Oregon. I'm not just attacking the police. I'm against this thuggish mentality where they're so in fear that they end up brutalizing the citizenry. But before I end this hour, you heard Paul Watson talk about PrisonPlanet.tv. Every week we put up a 30-minute to an hour-long TV broadcast that I do here locally, special reports, special news articles every week that are just for the people that subscribe, streaming audio, tons of news for 14 cents a day, or 15 cents a day, excuse me, if you buy a yearly subscription. 19 cents a day if you buy a monthly subscription. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up, and you help us with our massive bandwidth cost per month with the other sites, and so you're certainly helping us get the word out. Also, I've made 10 documentary films. You can also watch those on the site when you subscribe, but you can get them in VHS, and I have one of the films in DVD as well. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, over 2 hours long, detailing who really carried out September 11th. I have George Humphrey books and his books on CD, very professionally produced. We have Eric Hufschmid's book and video concerning 9/11 that is just amazing. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the videos or books at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, my friends, we'll be right back with the second hour. More of your calls, then this guest. Please stay with us. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Lights rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.